The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length and much greater detail, with different participants and a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat is Daf Tet Zayin. We're in the middle of the Yud Chet Davar, and we were discussing yesterday why it is that the Rabbanan were gozing Tuma on Kli Sechuchit. So we said the reason, initially we said, the reason that there's a Gezeirah on Kli Sechuchit is because since they are manufactured in a way that seems similar to Kli Cheres, in that they're manufactured from sand, out of the silicon, so because of that we were gozer. The problem was, why weren't we gozer completely to make them like Kli Cheres if the entire basis was Kli Cheres, and there should be no Tahara b'mikveh, and yet we know that there's vast discussions about what constitutes a chatzitza on Kli Sechuchit. Chatzitza would only be in terms of tefillah b'mikveh. So yesterday we attempted to answer that this is going only on Libet Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who holds that HaKol Olech Achar HaMa'amid, would say that if there was a hole in Kli Sechuchit into which you dropped a little bit of lead to seal the hole, then the Kli Sechuchit would automatically get a din of lead. Because, and lead of course is matechet, because that's the ma'amid of the Kli. However, the material per se is clearly still glass in terms of the determination of what constitutes a chatzitza, and that explains all the discussions of chatzitza. And that's where we were up to, the last two words of the bottom line. Ask the Gemara, that's all very nice, but it's still inconsistent. Because, Ela be'ata lo litamu migaban. According to this, we should treat them the way that you're saying, is that they're Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres are only mekabel tuma from the avir of the Kli Cheres. Touching a Kli Cheres on the outside of the Kli Cheres does not cause the Kli to be tamei. And yet we know, Alam Atzman, it says in the Braita, in the Mishnah, why does it say in the Mishnah in Kelim, that Kli Cheres uchlein eter, their tumatan are shove. There's only one other thing, and that is nitre Kelim, which are basically alumina oxide, is the equivalent of the early, they never were able to separate aluminum out as a separate material, which actually took modern technology a very long time to figure out how to do, and we don't use heat for that. But so they use Kli Neter, which was Kli Cheres, basically. So there, and only there, do we have the classic format of a Kli Cheres, namely, mitamin o mitamin mi'avir. And the inside of the Kli is mekabel tuma. Mitamin is the equivalent of the Hebrew mitamim. So mekabel tuma, mitamim, they're mitamim, other things from the avir, umitamim mi'achorehem, and they also will be mekabel tuma from the bottom. This doesn't mean migaban, me'achorehem. In this case, means when you make a bottle, you'll notice, even though there's a rumor that the reason that that hole is in the bottom of the bottle is either to cheat consumers who think that there's more contents to the bottle, or to put your thumb in if you're pouring wine, all of that isn't the case. The real reason is that all containers are made that way for issues of condensation and other things, and therefore, if you are going to be touching that with a sheret, that is basically a Beit Kibul in the upside down. So that would also be avir in a sense, and that would be mekabel tuma from the avir too. But if you touch the back of the kli, ein mitamin migabayin. Furthermore, they are similar in that both cases, mikveh does nothing, shviratan is mitaharatan. And it seems very clear to me that it's only kli neter v'kli cheres, hu detumatan shaveh. But anything else such as kli zechuchit, lo. It's not similar to Kli Cheres. I don't understand. Why is it not mekabel? Why is it mekabel tumas if it's metal from the back of Kli Sechuchit? It should be like Kli Cheres. Now, Tosis suggests that we could have also asked, and why would it not be mekabel tuma me'aviram, which is like the Kli Cheres? However, we shall see that there are those who indeed hold that it would be mekabel me'aviram. So that this piece is not 100% clear that these are equivalent questions. But Tosa suggests they would be equivalent questions. In any event, answers the Gemara, because we cannot treat them entirely like the Kli Cheres. Why is that? Because Amri, given the Chinish Tabru, Yeshlam Takana, Remember, there's a major difference between kli cheres and kli zchuchit. Kli cheres, broken, are unfixable. Kli batechet, by definition, are very fixable. But so are glass. All you need to do is heat them up, melt them, and remake them. You can't do that with cheres. You might as well throw it out. There's nothing to do with it. Which is precisely why the kli cheres has no chashivut as a kli, other than the fact that it has a beit kibu. And we're going to need to distinguish two issues about Taylor: the material and the way in which it functions. So there are kelim whose material has no value, and they're simply dirt as far as we're concerned. That would be kli cheres. The value of the kli cheres is in the fact that it's usable as a container. Therefore, it's the container area and only the container area that's chashuv. If you touch the material, it's irrelevant. The material is amkabotula. As far as we're concerned, it's like touching the ground. It doesn't do anything. And it's because of that, when it breaks and there is no longer a container, that it has absolutely no dinim of tumah whatsoever. When it comes to kli matachot, however, there are two issues. There's the chashivut of the material as an instrument. Because of that, a kli cheres requires a container space in order to be bekabel. But a kli matachot does not require a container space. You can make a knife flat. You can make a flat surface cutting board. It'll be mekabel tuma. A kli cheres will not be mekabel tuma that way because it doesn't have a container space. So there's clearly two very different ideas here. When it comes to the kli zechuchit, we have a strange mixture of issues, says the Gemara. On the one hand, vis-a-vis the material itself, we derive it where it gets its tuma from. We derive it from kli cheres. On the other hand, the fact is, in terms of the usability of the material once it's made into a kli, it has similarities to kli matachot. Therefore, we have to also give it chumrot of kli matachot. We're going to see what those chumrot might be. And we will also give it the chashivut of material which can be restored to tahara. Ask the Gemara, well, just hold on 1 second over here. According to this, if it has the value of metallic kelim, why is it that when we break glass and we reform it into a new kli, why would we not have the famous gezeira of yachzeru l'tumatana ishana? We mentioned, actually, when we read the list of the takanot that there were, we said gezeru tuma al klei matachot. Later on, we're going to see, as we mentioned earlier, klei matachot. What do you mean gezeru tuma? That's a diorita. And we answer, it refers to the din of a gezeira, that if you break a kli matechet, which causes it to lose its tuma, and then you solder it back together again, it gets its tuma back again. We'll see why we made that gezeira. Obviously, it's only gezeira midiraita. There's no such thing as dormant tuma that suddenly appears. The rabbanon, I say. Obviously, it's the rabbanon, because midiraita, such a concept, is ridiculous. But the question is, why not make that takana about the kli zechuchit, since you're claiming that as a material, in terms of its material value, we should give it the dinim of metallic kalim? Titznan, kli matachot, shutehem, oho. Remember, we do not need a Beit Kibu. Umi Kablehem, both of which are Tame. Furthermore, if Nishbaru, they become Tahor, but Chazav Yasamehem Kelim, Chazur L'tumatam Yishana. And we know that's not the case by Kli Zechuchit. Ilo Gabe Kli Zechuchit Znan, Kli Eitz, Kli Or, Ukli Etzem, Ukli Zechuchit, Pishutehen Tehorim, which of course is itself a problem. Why, if we're giving it the material value of metal, why would we say it needs a Beit Kibu? But pshutehem tohorim, mikablehem tmeim, we're going to get to that question. Nishbaru, and if they broke, they are tohor. And if you remake a kli from them, it doesn't matter. Chazar v'asamehem kelim, from this point on, yes. Mikablim tuma mikan alaba. But certainly they will not suddenly go back in time and become tome again. So mikan alaba in, but lemafrealo. But that's not such a problem. I mean, remember, tumat kli zchuchit in its essence is a derabbanan. Because only because of its derivation from the earth like kli cheres. We're certainly not going to give it a din of tuma just because of its vague similarity to matechet. The thing that strikes us about where it would get its tuma from is its connection to cheres. We haven't said ella, we haven't given up on that. It's still essentially kli cheres. What do you want to do with it now? Give it a din of tuma yishana. That itself is a tremendous takana for kli matechet.
So the din of Tumah Yishana is also Darabana. Therefore, Tumah Dioraita, where the etzem din of the Tumah, such as a metallic cleat, is it Dioraita Allah? Over there, Achit of a Rabbanan Tumah. The Rabbanan said, okay, let's be machmer to give it Tumah Yishana. But where the primal Tumah itself is only Darabana, such as Glazer Kuchit, the Rabbanan are not going to make a further Gezeran, a Tumah Darabanan, and Lo Achit of a Rabbanan Tumah. Well, okay. That explains why they won't have Tumah Yishana. But it does not explain, if we're claiming that in terms of the material value, they are similar to Kli Matachot, then that should mean that they have a essential value as an instrument, not simply their usage as a Beit Kibul is what gives them the Chashivut of the Kli. But if that's the case, then by definition, Pshutehem, which is a Diraita, by the way, obviously when it comes to Kli Matachot, then the din of Pshutehem should have been applied directly to Klei Zchuchit. That's not Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's how are we defining the Klei Zchuchit. So you said, we're defining them, we're giving them the din, once we decided that they're Kalim. Okay, decide that they're Kalim is because they're made like other Kalim that the Torah considers to be Kalim. All right, that's a question of the material technology. It has nothing to do with the etzem din of whether it's Mitame because it has a Beit Kibul or whether the material is Hashuv. Once we give it the din of a Kli, what type of Kli should we give it? Well, we should certainly give it the din of the Klei Matachot, as you said before, because it has that level of usage of the material technology that a Klei Matachot does. The only thing you said was, but we don't want to make a takana for a takana, we're not going to say Tumah Yishana. Okay, fine, I understand that. But the din of Pshutehem is not a takana, that's a Dioraita. So therefore, Pshutehem mi'alitame, why do we not make Klei Zechuchit, and let's say you have a knife, a glass knife, or a flat, which really they make a lot of, a flat cutting board made out of glass. Very popular. So why is that Namakabal Tuma? Dopshute Kli Matachot is Dioraita Nino. And if it's Dioraita, the din should be applied across the board to the Klei Zchuchit. Says the Gemara, you're 100% right. The reason it's not is purposefully to make it obvious that it is not really Klei Matachot, but it's only Drabonan. And therefore, oftentimes, where we have this situation, oftentimes we go out of our way to distinguish a Tumah Dioraita from a Tumah Darabanan. Why? In order not to be over on destroying Kachin, the Truma. And therefore, the Rabbanan, Aviv Rabbanan Hekira, the Rabbanan made an inconsistent halakha. So everybody looks at this, scratches it, I understand. What is this thing anyway? I mean, if I put it in the mikveh, why the heck is it not going to be Tame if we'll be Makabal Tumah in a flat? Oh, it must be some weird concoction. So in other words, it's a drabana. So then I'll know not to be soreif to lo lisra falei truma v'kodashim. I'll be careful not to destroy, do something which is an issue to Yoraita, because the rabbana now are being machmer on a din of Tumat Kelim. Rav Ashi comes up with the most brilliant, absolutely stunning solution to why it is that we give it a din of a klicheres, and nonetheless, consistently, he says, look, it's a klicheres. In every sense, is there Tumah Yishana? No. Are the Pshutim Taurim? The Pshutim are Taurim. Is it similar to the Cheres because that's where we derive it from the earth? Yes. Do you realize what a mess you've made of the sugya? You've split it into little pieces. How do we know it's a Kli to give it a din of Tumah? Because it's derived from the earth. Okay, so why is it? Well, it's really not like the earth. And therefore, it would only be Mekabel Tumah. It would be Mekabel Tumah Migaban, or according to us, only be Mekabel Tumah Migaban. So why does that Tumah Yishana? Oh, well, that's because it would be a Takana L'Takana. Okay, so why wouldn't the Pshutim? That's because we wanted Bedaf to go out of our way to make it dissimilar. I mean, you have created a monstrosity. In which basically, I mean, this is a kibbara. Everything that you're doing has a different dinner. You're sticking it all together. This is supposed to be logical. I say it's all very simple. It's a kli cheres, it's a kli cheres, it's a kli cheres. Now that's all there is to it. So now you want to know, so if that's the case, how is it that it's betame migaban? Where's the gaban? Transparency means there is no gaban. Isn't that brilliant? If you're looking at the inside, when you're looking at the outside, then what makes it the outside? Right? So it's basically, this is a strange Harry Potter clue. Once you touch the outside, you're actually touching the inside, because it's the opposite of the invisibility of Matechet. No invisibility cloak, no difference between inside and outside. So because of that, however, Nira Tocho Kivaro, which of course is all kinds of interesting implications in terms of Talmud Chacham and the original Takona of Tumah V'Tayre and Gan Eden, the the makor of evil, in which we separate between tocho uvaro, and of course, in English, we actually use the word transparency to mean tocho uvaro in terms of midas, in terms of honesty, in terms of usage, and so on. Amazing. So literally, that original problem of tocho uvaro, uvaro, of course, being the whole concept of bria, uvaro, that idea here in Kluz Kuchit is built into the nature of Kluz Kuchit, and it is absolutely consistent, says Rav Ashi. We don't need to do any mental gymnastics in order to explain away the strange dinim of a Kluz Kuchit. Perfectly, perfectly. Now, there is a machloket that I want to mention about how to understand Hol V'Nira Tocho Kevoro. Most learn Hol V'Nira Tocho Kevoro is the reason that the outside is actually the inside. And the middle would be Mekabot Tuvim Migaba, which is the way that we listed the question. However, the Rambam's approach is the opposite direction, that the inside is actually the outside, and therefore Zatmatam Ramaviran, and that would be the opposite of Tosis, or Zalibit Rav Ashi, we end up saying that in fact it is Matam Ramaviran. Now this changes the way we understand the Sugya earlier, because Tosis, you'll recall, mentioned earlier that we could just as easily have asked, why is it not Matam Ramaviran? Because his assumption was that when we said Kli Neter, Kli Cheres, and only, it meant across the board, for all of the above, Mitam and Yaviran, and so on and so forth. However, in the end, Tosu says, maybe it's not across the board. The reason we only mention Kli Neter, Kli Cheres, is because Kli Zchuchit would be Mitam and Yaviran, and therefore they can't be listed in this list. But it doesn't mean that they're not Mitam and Yaviran, you see. So, Mamela, we do not have a clear-cut indication from that original contrast of Kli Neter to Kli Zchuchit. Not necessarily, it means all of the above don't apply by Kli Zchuchit, which is very nogea la'aloha. Before we go on, Tosus points out that the Gemara never seems to have dealt with the issue of the contradiction between who made the Gezerah on Kli Zchuchit. So, I mean, it only spoke about Gush and Avir in terms of chutzlards, but it also, we have exactly the same contradiction of Gosu Tuna al Kli Zchuchit, and yet we simply ignore that. So Tosfos says, look, the way the Gemara is coming out over here, if we agree that we're being giving it all the dinim of Kli Cheres, and if that's the case, if we would actually be Sorev Trubav Akashaman, we don't have any inconsistency. So then, if that's the case, we can do the same words in the Gemara, whether the Gzeira Tchilat, Gzeira Tand was the Sreifa, whether we have a separate Gzeira for Sreifa. Now that we're coming out with Rav Ashi, and we don't hold of the Rabbanan Takanta Ki Eched Alon, so then we could say exactly this history that we spoke about in terms of Gush, Avir, and Eretz Amim, difference between Talin and Sarfim, would actually apply to the Dinim of the Halachas of Tumas Kli Zchuchit. Continues on the Gemara now. The next piece that we had read in the Braita was that Shimon Mechetach was B'takei Ketubah Le'isha in terms of all of the Nechosim being now Mishubadim. So they're all lean, essentially, for payment of a Ketubah. And Gazar Tumah Al Kli Matachot, which sounds outrageous. How can it be Gozer Tumah Al Kli Matachot when the Torah is full of the dinin of Tumah Kli Matachot? That's all. Do you write this, the Gemara? Do you write that? I mean, the Torah actually lists a list of metals in the whole story of Kli Midyan. Akata Zahav, Ata Kesef, Ata Nechosh, Ata Barzel, Ata Badil, Ata Oferet. I mean, for heaven's sakes, what do we need to make a Gezerah of the din of Tumat Matachot? Ah, La Mitzvah of the Tumah Yishana. Indeed, as we mentioned earlier, this is a reference to that brand new takana, which is coincidentally, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, truly coincidentally, because it's just we brought it up in terms of the question as to what is the consistency of the relationship of Zchuchit to the dinim of Matachot. But here, this is really where we are talking about that particular gezerah. That was the gezerah of Shimon ben Shetach. The Omer of Yonam Rav, there was a maaseh in the days of Shimon ben Shetach of Shlom Tzion HaMalka. Now Shlom Tzion HaMalka, Astam Mishteh Livna. She made a marvelous party, and the entire hotel was kashered. Thousands of people were invited, and for God's sake, some idiot was Tomei Tumas Mace went in and made the entire place. I mean, the chef had to die of a heart attack in the kitchen with all of the kelim. Now, what the heck are we going to do now? Everything, a chutzpah to die in the kitchen. I mean, I could not make a chasana with kelim that are tummy mace. I mean, what are you going to do? So, I mean, obviously, they still had a farpara, so she could have made it tahar, but that would have meant putting the wedding off for 7 days. So she came up with a brilliant solution. She broke every single kli by drilling a hole in it, and she hired a bunch of metal workers who promptly went ahead and welded the holes. And now she had completely tar kalim, all in time for the wedding, except for those darn rabbis. So she nishavratan, she drilled a hole in every kli, nitadatam letzoref, v'ritchan, and she gave it to some welders, they welded it, v'asomeyam kalim chadashim, in terms of halacha, these are brand new kalim. And for what? No. It's brand new kalim. Oh no, this is not good. Sorry, we've been gozer tumah on all of your kalim. Not everybody understands Zomru Chachomim to Shom Tzion HaMalka on the spot, but rather that created such a tisisa, that wedding, that it was obvious what was going to happen. Everybody got the idea that this is an easy way to deal with the Tumas Kelim. And therefore, Shimon Ben Shattach at the time said bad news and made the Gezerah of Tumat Kelim. But it's much more fun to read it. Yeah, not on the spot and poor wedding and let's destroy the whole thing. They didn't like this at all. Why? Well, obviously, if the whole point was to avoid needing the Parah Aduma, I mean, if we do this kind of thing, it's like, forget about the Parah Aduma anymore. I mean, who's going to worry about a Parah Aduma to be Matayr anything if you could do it so much more efficiently? We could see it now, you know. 3-hour service. Bring in your tummy kalim, get him back, and it's like a 1-hour dry cleaners. You know, you can imagine. So this would have been a disaster. I mean, here is like the most famous wedding. Everybody's going to be spreading this around. Within a week, the whole country is going to have 3-hour service turnaround on Tumas kalim. So no, this cannot be allowed. So therefore, they ruined the wedding essentially by making all of the kalim to Maine.
But that's the din, no?
So what if it's the din? It's also the din that if you make a prenup agreement and so on and so forth, you can actually annul a wedding in the first place. And then we don't have to worry about weddings in Gerishin and so on, which is a great idea, except for the fact that you're throwing weddings out of the way. You know, I mean, so what are we going to do? Create okef chatunot? Okef Torah chukah? Yes, that's the din. What can you do?
It's just okay. I mean, you still need it for
other things. Of course. But this is
just another thing.
Yeah, it's a question of judgment. It's always like that.
Is this where the decree was created?
This is where the decree was. No, are you saying that?
It was already
the decree, this was the eve. Perpetual. Yeah. Shimon Ben Shattach, who was at the time, was Kovea Adoros. It wasn't a one-time thing.
But not as a result of the wedding, before the wedding.
No. As a result of the wedding. That's what they said.
Okay. The
family will get away with it. Yeah. Anyway, my time of Mishum Gedem Echatat Naguba. All right, so now, this is all very nice if, in fact, the din of Tumah Yishana is a din in Tumat Meit. So then it would be a gezera because of the chatat. That, in fact, the takana of Shimon ben Shattach was not for every Tumah of a kli. It was only the Tumat Meit Bilvad. So then it makes sense that it would have been because of the takana of the mechatat shapir. But if you hold that the din of Tumah Yishana is said even on Tumat Sheretz, l'kola Tumot Amru, my ikal meimar, so what would be the basis of the takana? Amar Abaye, the basis of the takana was, gezeira shema lo yikbenu b'chdei taharata. We're afraid that drilling a hole in a kli may not be done properly. Didn't break it enough. Remember, we have, Tzad Rimon, Bayit Kelim of Abalabayit, and so on. And then what we're going to have is cheapo 3-hour service, and, you know, the digital prints are nowhere near as good, that kind of thing. So in order to avoid it, we were gozer up front. Rav Amar, no. It's a very simple gezerah. It makes very good sense. Gezerah shemi yomru, tefila bat yuma olala. I mean, look, people see that something that was tamei is usable within the same day, without waiting for Harav Shemesh. Now, that's definitely going to leave people out. I guess maybe that's only for humans or something. So they're going to end up actually using kalim that are tamei because they haven't waited for Harav Shemesh.
They won't distinguish between tumas meis and regular tumah.
All tumah. Any tumah. Right. Any tumah is going to have this problem. Anyway, my benaya, what would be the difference between the two approaches of Zera Shemelo Yigbenu Chetei Taharato and the approach of Tefillah Bat Yuma? The nafkamina will be Diretzpino Mirtzaf, if it was put through a crusher. So if you crush the kli, then obviously, what do you mean? Maybe your hole wasn't big enough. Mm-hmm. All right, so then if you are really going to put it through a crusher, so then Enoch Inami wouldn't have been Gezer, unless you all just Zera Tefillah Bat Yuma. That makes no difference. Nobody knows how it was processed. But basically, if we're only giving a hechsher to 3-hour turnaround service for crushing machines and not for drilling machines, so then there's no basis to the gezerah.
Okay. Then they melt it down.
Yeah, basically. Now, ask the Gemara. This is all very nice, but I don't see, we haven't gotten to 18. We're not near 18. So what are the others? That's not. So what we normally do in order to collect rainwater for a mikveh is that we create a tzinor in the ground by hollowing it out. And that way it's not going to be makabel tuma because it itself is not a kli. And it's just part of the ground that happens to have a hole in it for water to flow through. So that will not create a problem of she'iva, mayim she'uvim. But what about if, at the end of the pipe, you put a kli? And now it was raining, the water goes through the pipe, overflows the kli, goes into a mikveh. Is that considered to be a mikveh of mayim she'uvim? Or do we say, since nobody really... Now, by the way, everybody would be moda, that if you then go and pick up the kli, and you pour the water into the mikveh, that would definitely be she'iva. In other words, the act of she'iva for sure is she'iva. The question is there such a thing as passive she'iva by its presence in the kli without even any intent? So the water just happened to pass through kalim. What would be the halacha? So you have, and there it's not a din in kalim that are makabel tuma. It's a din in a mokum of a beit kibul that can be sha'uv. Therefore, even things that have no connection to tuma, klei avanim, klei gilalim, that are not makabel tuma, all of these things, nonetheless, would be posel et hamikveh. And here we have the machloket. Echad hameniach, v'echad hashocheach. Divrei Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, it doesn't matter whether you put it there for that purpose, or you just forgot it there, you meant to take it away, and left it there. It would still, l'maaseh, be sha'uvim, because it passed through a kli. Beit Hillel, metarim b'shocheach. Amar Rabbi Meir, this is why it became one of those big problems. Nimnu, they went for a vote on this, just like the other 18 that we had learned. Virabu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, the Paskin Lachorma, that became one of the 18. Now, you should know that Modim Beit Shammai, Bishocher Bechatzer Shutar, this is only if the Kli was put in a place that was Meyuchad for water to be arranged to flow into it. You put it at the end of the pipe. But if you just happened to leave a bucket in the chutzah and you were shokheyach, I mean, that nobody would say would be considered to be she'iva, says Rabbi Meir. So it's only if it was put there in order to, it's obvious that it's in order to collect water. Now, who puts something at the edge of the pipe that's leading into the mikveh? Rabbi Yossi, not true. Adayin machloket bimkuma omedet, they did not put this to the vote. Rabbi Misharshia. Yeah, let's first understand what we're talking about before discussing what Rabbi Yossi is going to do about the 18th. They say in the Beit Midrash, "Devei Rav Amrei, Hakol Modim Kishinicham B'Shat Kishur Avim." To me, everybody is moda. If this kli was initially put down at a time that the sky was looking threatening and it was looked like it was going to rain, then definitely it's considered to be tamei, even if you forgot. B'Shat Pizur Avim, where there's no sign of rain. And you leave something that's a b'dig machloket, whether this is a reference to both the chotzer and the tzinor, or whether in a chotzer there is nothing at all that shows any relationship to rain. And therefore, if you don't have any clouds there, I mean, just having a bucket in a chotzer because you leave things outside of your kitchen, you don't want them in your kitchen to do the sponging, you just bring them in because they have to be on your merpeset. I mean, that why would that be considered in any way indicative, unless really it was about to rain? Okay, but now the question is over here. The machloket is lo nechal kalashinichum b'shat kishuravim. You put the bucket out, according to the Rambam, whether the chutzner or under the tinor. You put the bucket out at a time when the sky was overcast. And then the sun came out, looks perfectly clear, and you forgot about it. Now chutzner v'nitkashu. And now, once again, it gets cloudy, starts to rain. Marsavar batla makshavta. So one man, the armor holds that once the clouds went away, the makshava is batal. Marsavar batla makshavta. So if it were under the pipe, according to Rashi, I mean, why would it be batla makshavta? We still see your makshava. It's right there. If you just left it in the chutzner, there's nothing about it that indicates it was put out there for purposes of being rained into. Now, very nice. According to Rabbi Yossi, however, they never came to a vote. If they never came to a vote, then this is not one of the 18 takonos. You said we never made it. In which case, he's missing one. What is the one that's missing? Omer Nachbar Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Yossi, Af benot kutim nidot me'arisatan bo b'yom gazru. Remember that we saw back in Masechet Nida that since it often happens that the mother's hormones actually creates bleeding, vaginal bleeding, in an infant, as if that infant is actually menstruating, the din is, the Torah adds a vav, v'isha, to teach me that even a one-day-old infant would be matame b'nidot. The Kutim do not have that drasha. Since they don't have that drasha, we made a gezeira that all benot Kutim, by definition, are nidot. So that from birth, it's from the crib, Mary Sata. And that is one of the 18, according to Rabbi Yossi. Which implies only klineter v'klicheres with a tumatan shave. Ava midiach v'hilo, amri kiva dechinishtar v'geshtam takana, shavinu kiklei matachot. Elamiata yachzerula tumatana yishana kiklei matachot, it's not. Klei matachot shuteyem v'kableyem tveim, nishbru tiaru, chozru v'asamiyem kilim, chozru tumatana yishana. Vilu gabe klei zechuchit nan, klei eitz, klei or, klei etzem, klei zechuchit, shuteyem tori, mekablet umekableyem tbein, nishbru tiaru. Chozve asomeyem kelim, they're only mekablen tume mekanalaba imbelama frealo. That's because tumat klei zechuchit is graban, and tume yeshana is graban. So betume the oraita, chita barabon and this new tuma yeshana, but betume the rabon and lochita barabon and tuma. Okay, but pshutayem mielitame. After all, pshutay klimatachot or betami miniraita. And that's because avdi burabaran akera ki heichad adol yisrof alayu truma v'kadashim. Rav Ashi amar, look, there's no problem. Li'olam lo kicheres domo, t'kakashika lo letamu migabon. Which gabon? Ovenir atochol kivoro. Shimon ben shetach tiken kituva li'isha v'gazat tuma klimatachot. Then sharper, you can tell me it's because of the mechatat. But laman yom lechalatu motamru. How are you going to tell me it's mishum mechatat? Ma'ikal meima. Om Rabbi, you're right. It's different gzera. Gzera shemalo yikbenu bechtei tarato. Rava says it is a different gzera, but not that one. Gzera shemiyomru tefila bat yuma ula olala. My benayu yikbenayu deretz pinon itself. Vidach mai, that's not. Aminiyach kelim tachat atzinor. The kabel me'am megish amim. Echad kelim gedolim, echad kelim ktanim, afilu klei avanim, klei adamah, klei gilalim. Poslim et ha-mikveh, echad aminiyach, echad ha-shocheach, tibir beit shamay. U-beit hilal, metari b'shocheach. Om Rabbi Meir nimnu v'rabo beit shamay beit hilal. And by the way, shalom modim beit shamay b'shocheach b'chotzer. It's only b'shocheach and tzinor, because there it's clear that it was all about getting water. Om Rav Yossi, no, they never voted on this. Adayin machloket b'mkoma omedet. Om Rav Misharsha devei Rav Amre, that let's understand what we mean by shocheach. Hakol modim kishidicham b'shat kishur avim, that they're tameim, even b'shocheach. B'shat pizur avim, everybody's one of the tahorim. Lo derech kol shenichu b'shat kishur avim v'nitvazru v'chazru v'nitkashru. So Mar Sava, look, I said, then there's no hekertes machshava, which is why Rashi learns that, of course, this is only b'chotzer, not by the tzinor. Rambam learns no, either way. Mar Sava lo batla machshava. Now, what about according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds machloket adayin b'mkom ha'omedet? So now, batzilu, Om Rav Nachbar Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Yossi, the famous gezerah benot kutim, nidot me'ari satan, was also bo b'yom gazru, and is one of the yutchet davar.
This is Daf Tzayin and Shabbos, and we're holding on Daf Tzav on the base. So the last thing that we were talking about among the yutchet davarim was the gezerah of tumah on klis uchit. And the only reason that we could give for being Moshe Tumah is because of their similarity to Kli Charis, made out of sand, which is similar to Kli Charis, which is made out of earth. And therefore, we were Gozer on it. Now, the Gemara asked yesterday that if that's the case, how is it that we find a difference to hire of the mikvah when it comes to Kli Charis? And it says it must be going in a contrary way here, in a case where there was a hole in the Kli which was fixed by the lead. Yeah. And it was fixed with lead, and Rebbe Meir is going to shita, so better call the lech hachamamid. Therefore, we give it a din of a lead kli, which is metal. And that's the case that it's talking about, where there was some tar on the glass part of the lead kli. And that explains it, but me ikar hadin, a real kli shulchik, would not have time of the mikvah. That was the last thing that we learned. I think it's worthwhile pointing out that the Gemara's riot that Rebbe Meir holds a kol lech hachamamid, which is the last thing that we learned, is a little bit strange, because all it says is that Kli Shulchich Nikluvi Tochanei, which was the last which we read yesterday, on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Rabbi Meir is Metamei V'Chachamim Metahari. Now, it seems to be jumping a little bit to conclusions to say that the reason that Rabbi Meir is Metamei is because he holds it to lead. Maybe the question over here is simply whether a tikkun of metal restores the Kli to usability, and therefore it's Metamei is a Kli Shulchich. I mean, how do we know? Maybe Guf the Machlokas is whether it's considered to be a Stima. Is it a Stima Mal Yatar or not? Lead. But how can we prove from here that it's because Hakohol is a Chachamami? So Tosfos wants to suggest that the Gemara is taking for granted it's unreasonable to say that the Chachamim were retire completely. But why would they be retire completely? They seem to be anything. Why would there be something wrong with the Stima? Is it usable clean? Okay, so then they're certainly, when it says they're Mitahir, must mean that you're right to the Mitahir. Otherwise, they're saying it's not a lead clean, it's a glass clean. And he's saying, no, it's Mitahir, meaning it's even Mitahir, but you're right. Because otherwise, what possible Raya is there? Okay, that's one possibility. Now, there's another possibility which is a different case, which he brings here from Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that the Girsa in the Gemara is supposed to be that Rabbi Meir is Savar, that it's Tima Maliyata. Not that it's a question of whether it's Hakol Halecha Chachamami. And the Svaro is that if it's a Tima Maliyata, then of course everybody would have agreed that it's Halecha Chachamami. So according to that Girsa, it's a Dover Marsha, that if it's considered to be a Tima Maliyata, we feel this is a practical kli, a glass kli that has lead in it to fix it. So then it's a Dover Marsha, that it's Halecha Chachamami, because that's the only thing that allows it to function as a kli. Okay, but that, of course, involves changing the entire case. Says the Gemara in any event, today's Gemara, when the last two words of the bottom line of the days, if that's the case, let me ask you, you're now claiming that the reason that the Kli Shulchit is considered to be Tamei is because it's a Kli Charis for all intents and purposes, then lo nitamo migaban. Why is it that a Kli Shulchit can be makabel tuma from touching its outside? Remember that a Kli Charis is only makabel tuma from its inside. And yet, alam atzman, why do we find that it says b'firush in the Mishnah in Kemi that Kli Charis ufli neter tumatam shabbat? That both Kli Charis and Kli Neter is also basically a type of Kli Charis, except that it's really made out of metallic nitrates of earth, but it's not, it's just baked earth, it's not refined. Take the earth, put it in the shape of a Kli and bake it. So basically it's made like a Kli Charis. The day would come when, through all types of interesting processes, this would turn into aluminum pots, but that took a while. So that originally Kli Neter are simply Kli Charis, in which case they have the same tumah as Kli Charis, which are mitamim, they mekabel tumah, mitamim, and mitame other things. First of all, mi'aviram, which is tremendous Kiddush like Kli Charis. In other words, there doesn't need to be any touching at all, which is astonishing, and that we consider something to be in the airspace of the kli, inside, the equivalent of touching the inside of the kli. Furthermore, they're mitamim mi'achoreihem, they're mekabel tumah from their back, which doesn't mean their gav, but which means from the hole, which is always on the bottom of a kli. In other words, almost all kelim are made with this indentation on the bottom. There's a rim at the bottom which basically creates a bit kibul, because otherwise you get the effect of the moisture and so on at the bottom. But if you take a look at kelim, they're all made this way. So that people think that those little things in their wine bottles are only to fool you. And other people think it's in order to keep your finger in it so that you can hold it from the rear end. Little did they know that it's all because of the Gemara Shabbos Daf Tzayin. But in any event, the avir, and the back of the kli will be, in fact, makabel tumah. But in mitamin megabehen, cannot be makabel tumah from touching the back, not in a beit kibul. There is some question about whether the avir of the achorai is considered to be mitamin. They're calling the gia in a beit kibul on the back. That's not their inner beit kibul. Ushviratan mitaratan. And further, the other things are similar to these two kelim, which has a kli neter, is in breaking them, you will be mitayin them. And that's it. You can't be told of them. Kli neter, the kli feris, apparently, is the only case, therefore, that we would say tumatam shavat in these things. Apparently nothing else is. So those, when it comes to kli shulchit, they are not going to be makabel tumah from only, first of all, of course, they won't be makabel tumah from the avir, but they won't be makabel tumah only from touching the inside. They'll be makabel tumah from touching the outside. Probably. Lemaisis, Tosfos points out, we might just as well have asked the question, and why indeed will kli shulchit not be makabel tumah mi'aviran? Because that's the same question. Why are they makabel tumah? Why are they makabel tumah mikaban? And why should they not be makabel tumah may have Iran. Seems to be an interrelated question. It's one that occurs. Correct. Amen. Says the Gemara, we have to distinguish two things. The fact that we allow Kli Zkuchit to be viewed as a Kli, even though the Torah never provides for Kli Zkuchit. So what is the reason for that? Because of their similarity to Cheres. Having once determined that this type of Kli is a Kli to be Mekabel Tuma, how shall we treat it? Shall we treat it like a Kli Cheres in its modality of Tuma? Or shall we treat it as a metallic Kli? Because after all, once it's made, a Kli Zkuchit has more similarity to metal than it has to the dirt from which it's made. It can be formed like metal, it can be melted like metal, or remade like metal. And of course, its molecular structure has similarities to metallic structures, frozen liquid in that sense. So the question over here is, what type of tumah to give it? That's something else. Even the chinish tablu, yeshan takana. Because of the fact that you can melt down these scaling, and the same way you do with metal, fix them, solder them, so to speak, when they're broken by heating them. So shavinu ki kli matachot. Therefore, they were given the din in modality like kli matachot. And in essence, as to be whether they're kalim or not at all, that's because of the initial similarity to kli cheres. Wait, are you saying now that if they're similar to kli matachot, then elamiyatay yaksula tumatam yishanah ki kli matachot? If that's the case, why don't they exhibit that other quality of kli matachot, which we'll see later on, is actually the yud ches dover, just coincidentally, of course, about the gezer of kli matachot, the actual tumah of kli matachot, of course, is the oraita, which we learn out from kli midyan. But the din of the yud ches dvarim is that they added a takana. What was that? That if you take a metal kli and you remake it, it will regain the original tumah that was on it. We'll see why they did that. But in any event, that's not the case of glass. So if the whole reason that we're treating glass like metal is because glass is repairable, so then why don't we give it the same din of if it is repaired, it regains its tumah? Bilugabi kli zkuchitznan, and yet we know that when it comes to glass, the Mishnah says, kli etz, the kli or, kli etzem, kli zkuchit. First of all, these things, if you're talking about, these are all things which have to do with something wrong? Let's go back to the Gemara. The Yazula to Matani Shanaka Kli Matachot. What is that then of Tumi Shanat? It's not Kli Matachot. Shutehen, Umikablehen. It comes to metal kalim. Whether you're using a Kli that has a bait cubo, that has a containment space, or whether it's a knife, which has no container at all, or Mikablehen, or Tame, and Nishburu, the moment you break them, they become tar, is no longer kalim. But if Chazav and Sami and Kalim, you not take that metal and repair it or make a Kli from it, Chazrula tumatan yishana. It will now regain the tumah that it originally had. V'ilugabi kli zkuchit nan. However, when it comes to kli zkuchit, we see that that's not the case at all. There it says that those things that the Torah compares together, because eitz, or, and sak are all compared together, and those, the sak is only a kli, that sackcloth, as a bag, basically. That's what it's used for. And over there it has a bait kibul. The other cases of eitz, and of or, and of even of etzim, are all compared to them in the pasuk, in the pasukim of Kli Midyan itself. And therefore, they have the same din. We'll see later why we got the din of the pshutim, we gave it to Kli Zkuchit, but we gave them the same din. And that is pshutehem tahorim, that first of all, the Kli that doesn't have a bet kibul is tahor. Secondly, the mekablehen, if they do have a bet kibul, there's all mekabel, tumen metamit. Thirdly, nishbaru, in all of these cases, if they get broken, they become tahor. And if you now remake them, Chazav Yasamiyim Kelim, fine, they're now Kelim. I mean, they're Mekabim Tumim Mikana Laba. But certainly they don't go back to regain the tumah that they once had. Well, you're right, that's true. Actually, we ought to make the Kli Zkuchit, give it the same thing we gave the Kli Matachot of Chazul Tumah Yishana and so on. Because, as you say, in terms of modality, we give it the Kli Zkuchit. However, I mean, there's got to be some limit here, huh? Because after all, look, I mean, the din of Kli Zkuchit in its etzem tumah is only drabbana. The din of chazru the tumah diorayta is furthermore the tumah yeshana is furthermore a drabbana. Okay, so kli zkuchit is drabbana in general. Tumah yeshana is an additional zera drabbana on kli matechet. So when it comes to a tumah diorayta, right, the rabbana, where those are an additional takana on kelim which is tumah diorayta that they should be tumah even when they're remade. But the tumah drabbanan, where the whole tumah of the kli initially is only a tumah drabbanan, such as the case of the kli zkuchit. So what the rabbanan are now going to make another drabbanan. First of all, we make it a kli zkuchit tamei, and now we will also be machmer on it to make a new gzeirah drabbanan to tamei. But if you melt it down, it will go back to its previous tumah, and that's far we don't go. So therefore, lo achit lo rabbanan tumah. All right, that I can accept, but I still have a problem because you're telling me that the modality of the tumah is a kli matechet modality. So if that's the case, why does it need a bit kibul? You're telling me it needs a bait kibul. You said before, if it's just a flat kli that's made out of glass, it won't be makabel tumah. If it has a bet yibul, there will be mekabel. And that sounds very suspiciously like a kucheres to me. Essentially, you're giving it a din here of non-kli matechet. So why now are you... I understand that you can split. It makes sense to split between the etzem gezeres as to why it's tamei and the other issue how it's tamei. But I don't understand how, in terms of what element it's tamei, why is that not part of its modality? Mekabel tuma, the way a regular kli matechet would be mekabel tuma. So the shuteya mi'ali tamei. Top shute kli matechot. Certainly, kli matechet is tamei d'oraita, right? There's never a distinction between a flat kli, a knife, and a spoon. As far as a metal kli is concerned, it's all going to be mekabel tuma exactly the same way. Once that's true, you can't make the difference that you just made, that, well, we'll make xero on those things as d'oraita. That is d'oraita. A knife being mekabel tuma is d'oraita. And now you're telling me that kli tzuchi is the equivalent of a metal kli. So why isn't a flat one of those little stirring things that they make out of glass, you know? Why isn't that mekabel tuma? The tamei zayin mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, they went out of their way to leave that for you to wonder about. Why? As we know, the only cases where we're surik tumah because of a tumah rabbanon were in the sfekot that we had before in the takadat usha, and therefore all of the cases where we weren't gozer to be surik tumah, what we did was we leave it basically some element as a heker, as a siman, as an indication that there's something that is inconsistent about this tumah. People will think, well, where do we get that type of inconsistency? So they'll say that because this indeed is not really klimat heker, it's only rabbanon that makes it act like kli matechet, and therefore we better not burn truma or kachin that was exposed to a glass kli of any kind, even where it was a kabel tuma with a bet kibbutz. Because clearly it's only drop one, otherwise how could you explain the fact that this stirring stick made out of glass is not a kabel tuma? More clean, but less orphine.
Whether it was broken and remade, or whether it was original.
Therefore the Gemara says, okay, so now we have it solved. So how do we have it solved? We basically are giving it a din of tuma because it's similar to kli matechet. We're giving it a modality of tuma because it's similar to kli matechet. And we make one heker, which is that it's not going to be mekabel tuma if it's shutei. Okay. Determining why it is that it needs tire in the mikvah when you buy it from a goy. So we talk about the question of mikvah. You know, so we said, should it have tire in the soap bowl? If it's really like a kli teres, why are we putting it in the mikvah? You don't need to be tovel a kli teres. Why, legabe tefila, would we say, for sure, there we would give it a zin.
Kli teres from a goy is not necessarily tovel a kli.
No.
But it's a different thing than tuma.
Why? Isn't its basis similar to tumah? I mean, why would we be... Okay, but I mean, there you go. It's not a function of modality, necessarily. Right? But we'll be mavdil in types of dinner. In other words, is something a kli or not? But we won't be mavdil between within that halacha. What type of kli is it? In terms of why it's tumah. We could say how it's tumah is different. But if that's the case, if the why it's a kli is because it's a kli teres, why are we being told of it? Because that seems to be a function of its kalik shaf rather than its mood. Okay, this is the question. What actually happens? Or let's ask this. Does it, in fact, in the end, have tire in the mikvah? How are we coming out? We assume, we said over here that l'chor is because it has tire in the mikvah, and we were dovet. We said, no, it doesn't have tire in the mikvah. Actually, it's talking about a case where it was lit. It was only because it was lit. But if you have a kliskuchi, then it shouldn't have tire in the mikvah. Even though we accepted the fact that we're going to be total, it doesn't point out why didn't we just answer that we why didn't we just answer this talking about when you buy it? If it has a label on it, you have to take off the label. That this is about the tire. And he only answered because the Mishnah is also talking about tabletops and things like that which are glass. So for tabletop you could be the tire in the mikvah because table can be kabel tuma, but certainly you don't put a tabletop in the mikvah when you buy it from a guard. This doesn't have to do with the legabe similarity to kli. It's not a use kli. Rav Ashi says, forget about this business of the your comparison to matzah. That's not the point. The olam with kli teres. The fact is that we treat it like a kli teres, and that explains why shuking our tahorim, it can't be flat. It's got to have a container. That's a given. Now, what was bothering you before was, well, if that's the case, why don't we treat it as a kli teres? Why is it a tamei from the gav? That was the question. I'll tell you, it's very simple. It doesn't have a gav. Its transparency prevents you from making a distinction between inside and outside. That's what's special about glass. You see right through it. And therefore, you see right through it for all kinds of purposes. We view it as one entity, inside and out. According to this, would it be mekabel tuma mi'avira? Mamash like kli'cheres. We didn't say that before. From Rav Ashi, it turns out that it's actually kli'cheres. Right? Again, my work has been showing him over here in precisely how far this goes. Particularly, look at the din of avir and to hire the mikvah, which we'll discuss. This was Tosfos' question before. Instead of saying, which was the original question, why doesn't simply ask,
And then you lechora could ask at this point. So why not ask at that point if that's the case? Why isn't it matan mei avira? Because now you'll have to say, what? Can you prove to me that it's not matan mei avira? How are you going to prove it? Because you go back and you say, well, it's just clean nature and clean charis, right? Wasn't that the original thing? But maybe the reason it doesn't list it is because we've already explained that Kukaris is Matami Migama. It's not listed in the list of Kukaris and Klimet, which means it's not the same. But I know now why it's, of course, it's not the same. Doesn't mean it's not the same in every last way. It means it's not the same in this sense because it doesn't have a God. So I can't list it as the same thing as Kukaris and Klimet. That doesn't mean it's not Matami Migama. So according to Ravashi, and Anokin Army, it would be Matami Migama because it's Shukli's Kukit.
And it should take this to be Matami at all.
Yes, the din is both in terms of its tumah and the chabozim and the tamecher. All of it is in terms of tok. Ravashi Yomar Liolam the klicheres domu. Indeed, it is a true klicheres. Your problem, the kachashir of haloli tamu mekaban. Your problem of if it's really klicheres, why is it mekabel tumah on its back? Because it doesn't have a back. Well, the nira don't focus about all. Since you can see right through it, we don't distinguish between front, inside, and outside. The next case of our yudchet varim. It's Shimon ben Shetach. He said that Shimon ben Shetach, he was Gazar. He was taking Ketuvah Le'isha. We're talking about the various Gezerot. He was attacking Ketuvah Le'isha. The Gazar Tuma Akli Matachot. Now, what was that supposed to mean? This was in our long. By the way, it wasn't the beginning of this year. I checked out your question asked about it. Yeah. So, what about this Dakon of Shimon ben Shetach? It doesn't even make any sense. Kli Matachot is a Gezerot. Kli Matachot is a Diyaraita. It says, Ach, et Azahav, et Akesev, et Anakoshet, et Vasel, et Avatil. But the Ofer, it lists all of the medals, and it says Beferish that they're Tomei. So, how do you say that it's Dakon? No, it's a Medal to Mayisham. Actually, it was only a coincidence that we brought a moment ago the Din of Tumi Yisham on the subject of the Yud Ches Tover and the other Dakonas that we had. We just discovered this. Really, the Takona of Matechet is in terms of going back to its old Tuma. And what was this story? The Omer of Yonam Arad now said, B'shel Tzion, son of B'shlom Tzion, son of B'shalat Tzion, Hamalka. She'astam Mishtelivna. This was a serious problem. Here it is, they're making a wedding, and Nitmu Kol Kevel. All of her Kevel became Tame. Now she can't have any, that's like having all of a sudden the Badats take the extra alcohol. Now she can't have any Mahadran coming to the, not to mention that she herself was very Mark Mira. But what was she going to do? She can't go now and be Matiah these Kalim by having the Paradumah sprinkled on them. That takes 7 days. How the heck is she going to have the chasna ready? For that matter, if she put them in the mikveh, she'd have to wait till the evening. And what? And then start setting up the chasna. Are you kidding? She was in really bad shape. So she came up with a brilliant solution.
Her kids were Kohanim also.
Okay, but I mean, that doesn't mean necessarily.
Wasn't she yours?
The question is who this is. This is apparently not Shlomo Tzion. Can I
play
my
tennis?
Huh? Oh. There's somebody named Herbert.
Oh.
Shalek Tzion. So, what did she do? She came up with a brilliant solution. She broke all of her kelim. Yeah, and she restarted them. So she had, a few hundred people working out there with her and it was ready in time. So she restarted her kelim. What did you know? As soon as somebody finds something to be happy about, they make you miserable. They should all become Tomei again. My time. The reason is we should get a mechatat. I mean, if this was something everybody would have heard about this, right? How many thousands of people coming to this wedding? It's a disaster. It's going to get out that why in the world should I bother using the paraduma when I have a simple solution that gives you an immediate answer that saves me an awful lot of dough? Well, I'll just simply make a hole in the kli, take it to its already, fix the kli, I got a new kli, and in no time at all, we have forgotten all about paraduma. Because trust the Jew to make a buck. Not to mention the fact, okay. Save a buck. Not to mention the fact. But I also saved myself 7 days of hassle.
But it's mutter.
Of course it's mutter. Lots of things are mutter. But I mean, that's the point. We're trying to make a mishmeret for the concept of tzairut, of the parah. So therefore, they told her that it's no good. Wait. That's really my focus. If you're telling that the halacha over here of kozram l'tum'a yishana is limited to the din of a case where the kli was mekabel tumah from the maid, then it makes sense to see that it's a getter of mechatat. So in order to prevent paraduma from going into this year, they made this takon. But how about if you hold that the man diyama lekod tumah tumah ma'ito neima? If they made this takon for all tumot, so what would be the explanation? I mean, 90% of the time, you don't have a problem with tumah maid. I mean, it happened over here where they set up the kelim and somebody dropped dead in the hall and everything became tumah. But that kind of normal spirits. I mean, 99% of tumor on Kalin is, too much sherets or salt or whatever. I mean, so you don't need a far out for that. Why do they make a takana that is so draconian? It's really bad. So what are you going to say? Omar Abaye, the reason for the takana was gzera shola shema lo yikvenu b'chtei taharato. If people who are going to be doing this on their own are very likely to make a small hole.
They want to use it.
I mean, they want to fix it. If they really mess it up. So, what's going to happen? So they'll make a hole, that they think is large enough to be a lot of victim of the Kli. But Lamaisa, as we saw earlier, there's sometimes where a Kli will not lose its Zuma, and you have the case of a Kli Rimon. So obviously it depends on the case, but you need to be an expert. So what, we're going to let everybody now remake his Kalim, think that they're okay. We can't do that. Rubber says, no, there's a simple solution here. If we do that, what happens? People go, they make a hole, let's say they make a right hole, take it to its Soleil, and they use it. People who come in and see them using it, say, oh, it's cheap. I guess that business about waiting till the evening is all above a mice. And then the dinner tzvuyon becomes tzvuyon. So then people who go to the mikveh and have kelim that can be taken to a mikveh, so then the altar won't wait until the evening. So then the altar will go in a full circle. People started doing this in order to save the business of you having to wait till Erev Shemesh. Other people see them not waiting for Erev Shemesh will decide, why make a hole? Why don't you just take it to the mikveh? So they take it to the mikveh, they also don't have Erev Shemesh. Therefore, we made a takana that you can't be mitzakein the tumah of a kli without it becoming re-tumah. My denying, what's the difference between these two approaches? You give it now, the ratzfino nirtzaf. The nafkamina will be if you step on it and basically crush it down to nothing, and then you remake it. So then, lechora, if that's the case, the Rashi has two approaches. By the way, this lashon of ratzut, as Rashi reminds us, was the lashon that we had by a ma'akolet, a kina, that was found ritzufa, crushed. That was the ma'ul, completely. So over here, there's no kashash that maybe you won't make a big enough hole. I mean, smashed and it's gone. I mean, this is basically no clear. And on the other hand, the business about people not knowing that and thinking that you took it to a mikveh when they see you reusing it and not waiting till the evening, that does apply. That's one approach. And others, Rashi brings, he says, actually, I like the other approach better, is that if the point over here is that you may not make it properly, you may not do the thing properly, that in fact, is still true. Because at what point does a person say, well, I really smashed it, but good. But that can't be defined. On the other hand, if the side over here is that people will think that it's the same kli, it's very simple to say. If you have to remake the kli, then everybody sees it's a new kli. If you just have to do a little soldering job on something, then people won't know that it was a new kli. So in this case, if it was crushed, everybody knows, okay, you took the metal, you melted it down, basically made a new kli. That's not a problem.
Because this is the day before we standardized molding, so if it's related, it's going to be a little different. That's going to be support the second one a little bit better.
Yeah. Oh, you mean nowadays everything just looks the same anyway.
It looks exactly the same as then. We're never quite the same.
Shema Yomru means
people may think to themselves that and then proceed on that basis.
May think what?
That you don't have to wait till the evening. Even if you went Erev Shemesh. Yeah. The Idach Mayi. Okay. Getting back now to the Yotchet stuff. Okay. What are the other Yotchet Dvarim? It's not. Now, one of the very important ways in which we make a mikvah is that we make a pipe by hollowing it out once it's in the ground. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of kli. It says it doesn't have a din of a kli. Won't possibly make it with mayim shiluvim. Right here in the row, right? Kind of nice. We had a nice example of that last week. And the color be green. We have above the whose roof was it? The side of that fellow's
roof. We're in Suckle's roof, but the roof can cross to the other side.
Okay, but in any event, that's the norm. Now the question is, how about if where the pipe empties out, and then you do habshacha, just the water rolls around the ground, goes into the pit of the mikveh. How about if somebody put a kli under it? Now it fills up in the kli. Well, we're not talking about where you lift up the kli and pour it into the mikveh. We're over there. The very fact that you did that would give it a chashivut of shuvim.
Does it depend why you put the kli there?
We'll see. Yes, you put the kli there, and now the water overflows. The water was in the kli, or the kli breaks. So now what? That was the question. Somebody's saying, yeah, kelim, in order to be makabel mihem, maybe shani. Echa kelim gedolim, whether these are big kelim, what difference makes a big kelim? Very simple. A kli of a certain size, that's not metal, it's a mulligereka, so that it's too big to carry if it's full. And that is not similar to the sack that's mentioned in the Torah, which by definition is for carrying. It's not makabel tumas, if it's one of those kelim that was compared to sack, like kliates. So you put down a very large kli, which once it's filled, you won't be able to carry. There's a sheet of everything, yeah. So if you do that, you might say, okay, but I mean, then it's not really a kli because I'm a kabbal too. But that's not true. It's still a kli in terms of my shulim. Therefore, I want to make it very clear that you don't get confused about that. I mean, the fact that it's not a kabbal too doesn't mean it's not a kli. So even if it's a very large kli, you put it over there in order to be makabal, the water, because you want to store the water for whatever reason. And this is true even if it's kli avanim. Kli avanim is not a kabbal too much. It's a place in our neighborhood. And kli adamah, Kli Adama does not mean Kli Cheres, which of course is Megaladuma, but it's Kli Adama without going through the process of Kli Cheres, of making it through clay.
Sun-baked.
Sun-baked earth. And Kli Gilalim, Kli Gilalim here, Rashi says, is talking about Eben, which means Shire. He often explains it's talking about Gilalim means dung killing, but it would just, as they still use in Tibet, in which you simply let the dung harden in heaven, Africa. So those type of kalim are still going to be posted as a mikvah if you left it there. And you know what? Even if you forgot it there, echad ha-meniach, v'echad ha-shocheach, even if you forget it there, it's also, it can't be used for a mikvah once water falls into that sinor. Now we're going to see what it means when it says shocheach. It means it was just put there by accident or what? So it says Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel said, well, no, if it was b'shocheach, then it would not be mekabel tumah. And the water can be used, not, I shouldn't say mekabel tumah, it will not be called shuvim, and the water can be used for the mikvah. Omer Rabbi Meir, Ninu, the Rabu, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. And in fact, what happened was is that they came to Minyan, and we passed them like Beit Shammai, and we prohibited this. Now, Modin Beit Shammai, B'shocher B'chatzer Shehutar, Beit Shammai would agree that in a place where you had it outdoors, not underneath the Tzimor, it simply filled up with rain, that there for sure it's not called Shaul.
Why not?
Why, yeah.
If it doesn't cancel it,
it's not its being in the Kli, it's the fact that it was Shaul. Correct. Here, I just left that outside. It's filled up with rain, and I didn't pick it up to pour it.
So I could dump this?
No. No. It broke. The Kli then broke. Once you pick it up as a Kli, you're now remarking that water has been shown in the Kli.
Right. Or could it be just fills up around it?
Fills up around it?
It overflows. Yeah, the bigger little thing is pours in there.
Yeah.
And then there's more water, and there's less.
It overflows into the Kli?
Yeah.
Either it is the same thing, or it was never in the Kli. I mean, it depends what the case is.
What is it?
The monkey or
alien
or alien. This is a major question, whether aliens are able to collapse away functions. Is it only Earthmen?
They have dots. Is that the
biggest reason? I assume aliens have dots.
I would say
no. Oh, my. No, that doesn't make a show.
So you see.
Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says that this was became one of the gezeiros, Nimnivro, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, like on everything else. Umoi Beit Shammai, B'shocher B'chatzer Shehutar, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not true. Beit Shammai Dain, Machloket B'mekoma Omedet. Actually, even the original case, there was no Nimnu Verovel. This was not one of the cases in which it came to a vote. The Machloket is Kayam. Therefore, well, we're going to ask, but according to that, it turns out we don't have one of the Yotke Dvarim. But in any event, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't include this case. Omri B'Sharshia, I just want you to understand what the Machloket is over here between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. I learned in the Beit Midrash, the Beit Rabbam, that HaKol Modin, Kishinicham B'Shat Kishur Abi, if you left those Kalim there when it was cloudy, it was going to rain, and then it didn't rain, and you forgot about it. And then it rained. So you went to work, leaving the kelim outdoors. Ah, it's not going to rain today. What am I going to do? Divrei HaKol, in that case, they're Tameim. Because your original Machshava, to be showing with these kelim, turns it into Mayim She'uvim. Furthermore, everybody's mother, that Bishat Pizuravim, Divrei HaKol Tahorim. That if what you did was you simply left them outdoors, you weren't thinking about water, there were no clouds, and forgot about them, I mean, why would that be She'iva? That's not the point. The point of the Machlokes was it's talking about where it actually cleared up completely. It's not that it didn't rain, it cleared up. Yuli, and now, once again, who knows how much later, the sky is covered with cloud, and now the question is, does the original Machshava, which was for a different day for all intents and purposes, that should help now for the situation today. So I can put it out there in order to collect rain when my Machshava is for the rain that's about to come. When it clears up, and now there's a new weather system that comes in, I need a new machshava to turn it into Shiva. It's enough to have your original thought. Once your thought was to collect water in these kalim, then what's the difference how long it takes?
It says rain go away, coming in another
day, so he had dust, I'm just coming back. The Omer Machlok at the Dain Ben Komal Medet, that's your little. Wait a minute, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have 18. I mean, according to none of us, we don't have 18 yet, but I'm saying, but one of the cases, you just said we should include, and we can't count one of the cases. What does he say? Amrim Nachum by Yitzchak, he says that the Gezerah, the Not Kutim, Nidot Me'ari Satan, which we said that the Kutim, we gave them a Gezerah, that they should be Metame, all female Kutim, are Metame as if they're Nidot, because we learn out from the Pasuk, the Isha, to tell us that even a female that is just born will still be Metame, Bezivos, and Benidos. And this is not such a rare occurrence because of mother's hormones. So because they did not go to Dorish that blessing, they didn't care. They were very machped on Tumas Nidas. But they didn't consider that to be Nidos. I mean, however, you're telling an infant is menstruating, that's absurd. So therefore, they didn't bother being the tire of the Tino. Because of that, we were goes there, that they were Nidot Me'ari Satan. Now, actually, the real history of this Gezerah is tied up in the question of relationships with Putin in general. So that this was one of the ways in which we wanted to be marking them, because as Tessis points out, if we don't end up with that, then this is dependent on the machlokas of whether Putin or Gary and that sort of Gary or Ryota, because if they're not real Gary, they're not going to be Matani as Nidos anyway, so then, or they should be included in the din of Nidos and Malachim. So he basically goes through the history of this gezeira, that it's really a way to prevent timua, to prevent assimilation with them, and that that gezeira, the way in which we make gezeira function, is by the similarity to the din of Nidos Miari Satan, and that was one of the gezeiras of the Yud Chet Tvarim, which according to everybody else was a gezeira, but not a gezeira, that was part of the Yud Chet Tvarim. So he makes up one, the missing one, namely the pipes and the kalim, he makes it up by throwing in the notes.